You're listening to WUWM, and I'm Latoya Dennis. President Trump on Tuesday filed a lawsuit against the state over its election results. The move came just one day after Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers certified Democratic President-elect Joe Biden as the winner of the state's 10 electoral college votes. Republican Trump lost the state by around 21,000 votes, even after a recount in Madison and Dane counties. The president's legal team is alleging that there is clear evidence of absentee ballot envelopes being altered and in-person absentee ballots being counted without a required application, among other claims. And Trump and his legal team aren't the only ones making those allegations. Patricia Concha lives in West Dallas and says she was a poll observer at Central Count on Election Day.
I witnessed Central Count workers modifying certificates, writing in address information of witnesses that was missing on certificates. I also witnessed them change the number of days of residence.
Concha spoke at a regularly scheduled virtual meeting of the Wisconsin Elections Commission Tuesday. She called upon commissioners to do whatever they could to ensure the voices of the people be heard. But not everyone agrees that fraud or other misconduct occurred. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Baird says the election was safe, fair, and transparent. And he says anyone who says otherwise is attempting to discredit the election and the system in place here.
The claims raised during the recount by the Trump campaign and by President Trump himself are not challenging the accuracy or legitimacy of the results. Rather, they challenge the entire election system in Wisconsin, claiming entire groups of absentee by mail and absentee in-person ballots were not legitimate. And I would add they are doing so only in select counties.
Baird says the Trump campaign is trying to discredit voters in only Milwaukee and Dane counties, places that are largely Democratic and that are more diverse than other parts of the state. Baird says it's a slap in the face to election workers and volunteers who spent countless hours working to ensure the election was a success. Also on Tuesday, Republican members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission called for the resignation of the chair of the commission, Ann Jacobs, because they're upset that she certified the state's results without their input. Dean Knutson is one of those members.
The law is very clear, and you have violated the law as our chair. As a consequence, I believe that I've lost all confidence in you as the chair. I can't see that we can go forward as a group. I don't think you realize, even at this moment, how much you have destroyed the bipartisan nature of what has gone on.
The WEC is made up of six members. Three are Democrats and three are Republicans. Back in 2016, Commissioner Mark Thompson, a Democrat, certified the election for Donald Trump. He says he operated just as the current chair, Jacobs, did, without any complaints. For her part, Jacobs has said that she will not resign.
I am not withdrawing as chair. Number two, what I did was not illegal. You are misinformed about what took place and absolutely incorrect.
Jacobs says she followed the laws written. When it comes to Trump's lawsuit, it was filed with the state Supreme Court, though state law says such challenges should be brought in circuit court. Republicans hold a 4-3 majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's not clear whether justices will take up the lawsuit.